KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies here in Atlantic. It's 70 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Later this afternoon and this evening, some of those could be severe. We'll have a high around 86. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Four Clarinda Academy students who went missing late last night have been found. Officials put out a broadcast over state radio at around 5:40 this morning indicating that the, quote, truants have been located. The students left the facility without permission at around 11 p.m. They were all males. Three were African American. One was Hispanic. Now, the Clarinda Academy, as you may know, is a privately run school that offers educational and residential treatment programs for troubled boys and girls. The facility was established in 1992 and offers long-term residential treatment for boys and girls, as well as shelter and transitional living services. It has a licensed capacity of 266 students and serves youth from several different states. An Iowa park ranger is being credited for saving two Council Bluffs men whose boat on Lake Manawa filled with water because of high winds. The DNR said in a news release Tuesday that 72-year-old William Buckholtz and 54-year-old James Tanga were fishing on the lake at around 10 p.m. Monday when the winds began to kick up. The men were about 100 yards from a boat ramp when the boat became swamped. Lake Manawa State Park Ranger Aaron Johnson, who had been monitoring the boat because of the weather, went to the men's rescue. Johnson and Council Bluffs firefighters were able to pull the men who were treading water to safety. Authorities say there were life jackets on board the boat, but the men were not wearing them. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency said Monday that road construction projects in rural areas of the county will require the temporary closure of two roads. 2300th Street, about 300 feet east of the intersection of 2300th and Juniper Road, is now closed for a pipe repair or replacement project. The closure is located in the 1100 block of 2300th Street between Union Township, sections 11 and 14, and the road should remain closed for about a week. And a bridge replacement project on Juniper Road will require that road to be closed beginning Monday and lasting for about 10 weeks. The bridge is over Lions Creek in the 1700 block of Juniper Road, just north of 1725 Juniper, between Westphalia Township, sections 10 and 11. Area residents and emergency response personnel will want to plan for alternate routes to reach homes or property in the affected area. The Iowa Department of Transportation is closing driver's license stations in Carroll and Spencer beginning August 31st. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The closures in Carroll and Spencer are part of an overall downsizing plan. The DOT will close seven maintenance garages, too. Those facilities are located in Akron, Centerville, Corning, Gowrie, Rock Valley, Sebula, and Soldier. The 28 employees who work in those DOT garages will be moved to work in DOT facilities with higher service demands. DOT officials plan to leave nearly 70 full-time positions vacant for the next 12 months as well. This downsizing follows a budget fight in the legislature. Republicans in the House were skeptical of the DOT's request for nearly $10 million extra to cover negotiated union salary increases and only agreed to provide half that much. I'm O.K. Henderson.
The Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting beginning at 8:30 this morning at the courthouse in Atlantic. On their agenda is action on an order approving Audubon County's plan of reimbursement to Cass County for administrative assistance services rendered to the Audubon County Attorney's Office, and action on a resolution calling for Cass County Engineer Charles Bechtold to execute the certification on completed work and final acceptance of the farm-to-market roads. The board will also act to set ordinance hearing dates on an ordinance to establish a policy for construction and reconstruction of roadways and bridges on the Cass County Secondary Road System. Finally, in the news, officials of the Taylor County Sheriff's Office Tuesday evening released information about a pursuit that took place late Monday night, and they're requesting help from the public in finding the suspect who was pursued. The incident began around 10:45 p.m. when a Taylor County deputy attempted to stop a 1995 Buell motorcycle in Bedford. The motorcycle sped off south of Bedford on State Highway 148. The deputy pursued the bike at speeds of over 95 miles per hour until he lost sight of it near Hopkins, Missouri. The motorcycle was found abandoned a short while later in Hopkins and was determined to have been stolen from a residence in Atchison County, Missouri. A search of the area did not turn up the suspected driver. The incident remains under investigation. If you have any information about the driver of that motorcycle, call the Taylor County Law Enforcement Center at 712-523-2153. Taylor County deputies were assisted during that incident by the Nottoway and Andrew County, Missouri Sheriff's Departments and the Iowa and Missouri State Patrols. In our funeral announcements, Marsha Schildberg, age 82, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Overland Park, Kansas. Funeral services for Marsha Schildberg will be today at 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Donald Hipner, age 88, of Avoca, died Saturday. Funeral services for Donald Hipner will be today at 1 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Marsha Goddard, age 61, of Rural Stewart, died Saturday. A visitation tribute for Marsha Goddard will be this evening from 6 until 8 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home's Dexter Chapel. Cole Anderson, age 46, of Irwin, died Saturday in Harlan. Memorial services for Cole Anderson will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Gordon Ohm, age 90, of Arnold's Park, died Sunday. Funeral services for Gordon Ohm will be Friday at 12 o'clock, that is, at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Jay Hoogaveen, age 84, of Griswold, died July the 3rd. A celebration of life service for Jay Hoogaveen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Griswold Community Building. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Dwayne Anderson, age 81, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the CCMH. Funeral services for Dwayne Anderson will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Roger Conan, age 59, of Ankeny, died Saturday at Iowa Methodist Hospital. Services for Roger Conan are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Alan Gus Geezer, age 64, of Jacksonville, died Monday. Services for Gus Geezer are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.